Now, one of the things that we mentioned before that can help us along the way of nurturing and enjoying our relationships is by making a conscious effort to stay connected. And remember now, one of the ways to stay connected, really do some face-to-face, some true FaceTime where you two are in each other's presence. The five of you are in each other's presence. Whatever the number is, you're in each other's presence. Same room, same time, same bat station. Maybe even on a regular basis. Yeah, because we all know it. We've been hearing it enough now. All of the wired connections are not in the best interest of our relationship. So nurture and enjoy the relationships. And remember again, just one more point now, to really, really, really enjoy that relationship. It helps to at least occasionally be right there in the room with each other. Okay, now, what else? What else can we do to allow ourselves to really be happy on purpose? Taking steps that have been proven to help people experience a greater level of happiness. Now, remember now, this is critical. Don't make it your goal to just be happy. Or at least don't let that be your objective. You may be safe making the experience of happiness be a goal as long as you understand you're going to need some objectives. You're going to need to engage in some steps that you'll take in order to experience the happiness. And so don't say, I'm going to be happy, and then you just go about trying to be happy. No, no, no. Do the things that bring the happiness. And that's why we're giving you these tips. All right. So another thing that we can do is focus on helping other people and living with meaning. Focus on helping other people. How many of you have experienced something that we've talked about a number of times on this program? And that is how much benefit you gain when you voluntarily help someone else. You just do something for them because you just want to do something for them. And you're not doing it for the purpose of having some good come back to you. You just want to do something that is helpful. How many of us have talked about how we get so much more out of it than we think the person we're helping gets out of it? Focus on helping other people and living with meaning. Now, that said, what is that about? Focusing on helping other people and living with meaning. Well, there is something truly fulfilling in helping other people and feeling like your actions are making a difference for the better in the world. There are many people who take actions that are designed to bring darkness into people's lives. But ladies and gentlemen, we can do something that we know is intended to make things better in the world. That's why people who assist those who are in need and give back to others in their communities tend to be happier. In addition, they also tend to have higher self-esteem and general psychological well-being. Higher self-esteem, isn't that something? We can have better self-esteem simply by doing good for other people. So, how can we do that specifically? Help others in need. I mentioned volunteering. Happiness is just one of the many benefits of volunteering. You get the most out of the experience by volunteering for an organization that you believe in and that allows you to contribute in a meaningful way. We're going to have to get into that some more next time around, so be sure to join us right here on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. on 1550 AM The Voice, Monday through Friday from 1 until 2, on the weekends from 1 until 3. Online at speakingwith.com by simply clicking on the link that's labeled Listen Online at your convenience and listen to the broadcast of your desire. Till next time.